Welcome to Teachers Talking Tips, a podcast by teachers for teachers, all about teachers. Hosted by radio veteran and teacher Courtney Dibben and produced by content creator, musician and teacher Ben Penner. We're taking the mystery out of teaching and opening up the classroom doors for an unparalleled look into the tactile tools of the trade that you might like to try. Now, a word from our sponsors. We actually don't have any sponsors, so let's go to Courtney.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Teachers Talking Tips. I have all of the energy today with two cups of coffee under my belt and a cup of tea, and I have all of the enthusiasm for our very next guest, our first primary school teacher, who we're delighted to welcome fresh into her career, might I add, Mackenzie Hocking.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
That is excellent. Now, truly, how are you? Because you have just finished your very first term of teaching ever.
Yes. Spent the first bit of my holidays a little bit sick, still coming back from that sickness over the holidays. Had no voice for the first week of school, but we're good. We're feeling good.
Honestly, that's what happens when you're in an environment with lots and lots of children. They just bring all of the germs.
That's it. That's it. Everywhere they touch.
But you survived. We're so glad you did.
Yes.
How was it? How was the difference between, say, being at university and being a teacher and then being a teacher?
Yeah. It was definitely an adjustment. So being on prac, yes, prepares you for the classroom. However, being in there by yourself, all eyes on you, it was different. It was different. It was good though, because I feel like I got to be more myself and not feel like I'm being watched 24/7. The kids were able to not only get to know me and know my little quirks, I get to know what they're like.
I think that's the thing too, is it's like when you're getting your driver's license. There's how you drive when you've got the instructor marking you.
Yes.
And then there's how you drive when you're allowed to actually be on the road and be yourself on the road.
Yeah.
So I found that was very much the same for myself in my own practical experiences, of course, coming to the career a little bit later in life. Did you find that it was a shock to the system when you first started?
I think it was a shock at first, but after the first few weeks, first few days, finding my feet, being able to establish my ways of working in my room, having things in certain spots, whereas in your prac class, your teacher has their specific ways of doing things, being able to establish those routines, things that we would do as a class. Oh, okay, yep, we're going to have a brain break. My kids love it when we do our 1 minute challenge.
You find your groove.
Find your groove. Yeah,
exactly.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. And in that time, did you find there was one tip or one mechanism that was more effective than others or that helped you do your job more effectively?
So one thing that comes to mind, and this is where I'm very grateful that I did my last prac in a prep classroom. Currently teaching grade 3, but it definitely still comes into play. Every Wednesday, middle session, we do our reading groups.
Mm-hmm.
Having the PowerPoint that I have up on the screen as a direct reminder for the kids of where they need to be at all times. So there's a little drum roll. The kids know to look up at the board. They're like, ready for rotation number 2. The little chime goes. They know that they're supposed to be in this place at this time with these materials. They're either outside with me reading. It's color-coded, so they also look at the colours. They know whereabouts they need to be in the room. I also assign a team leader.
Mm-hmm.
Their job each week is to make sure that they have their file, which has their books, their worksheet, the bundle of pencils that I have in there for them, so they have it at each station. It's their job to make sure that they have them at all times and make sure their team is doing what they're supposed to be doing, which also makes it easy for me when I'm with my group reading and I'm not constantly interrupted. Where's a pencil? Where's a rubber? Go and ask your team leader. Ask 3 of the others before you come and ask me. Ask 3 before me is another one of my rules that I have
love
in my room,
that,
which works really, really well as well.
But I think that has so many applications, not only in primary school setting, but also in a high school setting.
Definitely.
Those visual prompts, those additional displays of information, you know, not everyone can take in instructions by hearing them.
Yeah.
some people do need to take it in visually.
Yep.
Some people need that corresponding sound effect and mm-hmm. it kind of trains into the lesson the action that goes with that sound yep. effect, like you said.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love the fact that you've given some of the responsibility back to the children.
Yes.
And even though they're grade three,
yeah.
they're more than forthcoming with that assistance and wanting to step up and be that leader for the rest of their peers.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, and it's perfect.
They know now that when we have, because I usually have duty Wednesday first break. So we come in, we do our 10-minute silent reading mm-hmm. and I usually put the board up so they know we're getting ready to do this. And it's honestly sometimes their favorite part of the week because they are getting to work with their friends as well.
Yes.
So it's not just having to listen to me talk at the front of the room or whatnot. But yeah, they also love the collaborativeness
yes.
of it because they're not necessarily having to do it by themselves.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's that chance to build those relationships. And sometimes it might be with pre-existing friendships, but it also gives other kids a chance to be involved that may not have that sort of outgoing nature
yeah.
to ask to be involved.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
that's wonderful. Look at you, term one, and you've got like the most perfect tip ever. I have a feeling that you're going to have a few teachers asking for that slides presentation, just so you know.
Yes, that's, feel free to let me know.
Excellent.
I'll share it.
Contact us through the podcast. We'll happily refer you to Mackenzie. So you've made it through term one. If you could go back and have a do-over of term one, what is a piece of advice you might give yourself in preparation for that, now knowing what you know?
So I think for me would be, at first, I felt like I was constantly stressing that I hadn't done things the same as everyone else in the school. You find your own ways of doing things in your own class and just what works best for your kids. I also fell into the trap of feeling guilty for not doing work outside of school
mm-hmm.
hours. I was taking work home. Sometimes it would get done, sometimes it didn't. But one thing that I have done this past term, the aircon in my classroom goes off at around 4:45 each day.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that as soon as that aircon goes off, I can't see the light anymore, so I can't go turn it back on. I know that that's my cue to leave for the day. So giving me time to go and do the things that I like to do of an afternoon, whether I go to the gym or go to be with my friends or whatever I'm doing. But yeah, just not feeling like you are needing to do work all the time. Give
yeah.
yourself that pause. Give yourself that time to sit down, relax. And yeah.
And yeah, we keep hearing this tip more and more too.
Yeah.
We were speaking with Chris Regano last week who said
yes.
something similar, knowing
yeah, yeah, yeah.
when to stop, to
yeah.
take stock and check on your mental well-being mm-hmm. as well, because we're people,
yeah.
we get tired as
That's
well.
It.
You can't just keep going like the little Energizer bunny as much as yeah. you might want to.
Yes.
It's just not possible to
yeah.
do it all sometimes. And so recognizing that and having, you know, your self-negotiated moment
yeah.
where you decide that is enough for today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if this is the kind of tip that you can come up with in your first term of your first year ever of teaching, you are the Zen Buddha of education and I will be bowing down to you as the Minister for Education in the not too distant future, I think.
We'll see, we'll see, we'll see.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us and for taking the time to share your teacher tip with us, Mackenzie Hocking.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
This has been Teachers Talking Tips, hosted by Courtney Dibben and produced by Ben Penner. Catch you next week on another tried and tested teaching tip.